Now that the experience is behind you.
He hasn't been here long enough yet.
I've only been here a day.
He's probably getting over jet lag.
Right. It's great to be just like that.
Well, now we've even got a story where you sat on the Baba book.
This sat,
it's on the book.
It didn't hurt. It was really I sat down, pulled it out, and looked at it. I have another cute story if you'd like to hear. When Val was in Myrtle Beach, my wife and I went to hear him speak, and I decided I wanted to sleep outside, so I pitched a tent out where my friend David lives, and Jane said, it's too hot to sleep out, so she went in the house. So in the middle of the night, it started to drain, drizzle very lightly. So I got outside of the tent with my flashlight, and I was untying the knots to put the fly down so it doesn't get wet. And while it was it started to pour, and I couldn't get the knots, and I got soaking wet standing in the rain. I got really angry, and I was stormed back into the tent. I was blaming Baba for making me get soaking wet. I said, this is what you want, for me to sleep here in this miserable dampness, all soaking wet? All right, I'll do it. So I went to sleep there, and I was very miserable. And the next day I went to the Baba Center. Val started talking about this story about showers, Baba's grace. He said that his love would come like rainfall, and that even if you were inside and didn't want to come out, he would bring you out and get you wet. And I'm saying, so Jane and I go back to Miami, and we're back in our home, and she says to me, you know, I hear water running somewhere. I says, Jane, you're always hearing something. And what could it be? She says, no, there's water. I says, one of the kids in the bath. She says, no, there's water running. I says, nah. So I go downstairs into the kitchen, and I'm standing there at the sink, and the ceiling opens up, and it starts pouring rain inside the kitchen. There was a leak upstairs in the bathroom. The plastic ceiling had filled up with water, and the moment I got down there, it broke, and it all came down, and there was, and I'm standing in my kitchen soaking wet, saying, Baba can make it rain inside. It's amazing. I gotta tell David. So I get on the phone, and I call David. And David says to me, I'm sorry, I can't come to the phone right now. A pipe broke in my kitchen and there's water all over the place.
Gravity karma.
Yes. But we love that because that's where we feel God's love.
Right.
It's real there.
His signatures are there.
He can make it rain inside, I guarantee it.